Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we've been talking about returning to the office this morning, and on the line now is careers expert Susan Keating. She's a senior coach with Clearview Coaching, and there's a lot of people who have questions today because there's a lot of people who are finding themselves in positions they might not have thought they'd be in about when it comes to returning to the office. So, Susan, thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Lottie. Thank you.
Now, Susan, before we get into the listeners' queries, what would you tell employees listening in this morning to keep in mind when they're trying to talk to their manager?
That's a great question, Lottie. I was thinking about that. We'd always approach things with just stepping into their shoes, so stepping into your employer's shoes, and remembering not employers are all one size fits all. So employers could have fear as well. They could have anxiety as well. So there's two sides to the story. So, you know, having a little bit of empathy. But the most important thing I'd say, Lottie, we're all in a very heightened emotional state at the moment. Mm. I was as well when I heard that, you know, 6 a.m. we're opened up. So, you know, this is not the right time for people to be making rash decisions or, you know, to be putting out big mandates out there. It's a time to take a breath and just go, you know, let's do this slowly. Let's take our time and let's collaborate and talk to each other. So that's the most important thing. Take a breath and don't do anything rash. I'd say to both employers and employees.
But how can employers, I mean, it's a very sudden end of restrictions for them to have to deal with. So, and they're, like you said, they could be in a heightened state of emotion as well. How do they deal with it?
Slow and steady is how they deal with it. Mm. I mean, we've been talking about this for 2 years, and most big organisations have already got the return to office plans. We already had a return to office in a phase. So that those plans just activate now, and they gently bring staff back, you know, based on a 2-day week, a 3-day week. They have to ensure the safety protocols are there. And most importantly, managers need to talk one-to-one with each employee to make sure how they're feeling and what they need to do to make the transition back to the office safe for them.
And Susan, you worked as a HR director before, so how will HR companies handle this? Because it's a shift back to normality, but it is a shift nonetheless.
It's a huge shift, but also things have shifted over the last 2 years. What we've proven over the last 2 years is that the worker can be highly productive, highly successful working from home. So there's a great growth mindset involved. And a lot of the organizations are saying, gosh, this is really great. They can downsize their real estate and they could have, you know, small numbers back. So they're depressed employers, but just bigger employers that might have unions involved. And, you know, it's much more difficult for them to say, oh, sure, listen, you can take 2 days. You know, they have to have, you know, equity across the piece there. So it's a bit more complicated for bigger employers.
I've got a couple of questions coming in from listeners. Do you mind if I put them to you?
No.
Okay, so somebody has texted in saying, how can employees have the choice? What if you want to shop for milk and you're told, sorry, the shopkeeper's working from home today? If you also want to bread, but there's none because factory workers were working from home.
Yeah, that's a bizarre one. I haven't thought of that as well. Most of our workers, you know, our frontline workers have been out there doing their thing. So it's the most important thing to think, right? We have an employee contract. So anybody who's working should have an employee contract. And in that contract, it states each place of work. And that's something that everybody should really have a little look at there. So it's great that your employer said, oh, we have a hybrid model or we have a work from home model. Make sure you go back to the legal contract and get that rewritten into it. But if your contract states that your place of work is in the office or is in the shop, that's your place of work.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an important thing for people to pay attention to, because yeah, I think a lot of people might not have been, like, they mightn't have had a need to look at that part of their contract before.
There's two contracts, Lottie, though. There's the legal contract and there's the psychological contract. And based on what your lady was saying there about being forced to this and forced to that, that's a psychological contract. Things have changed psychologically in the last 2 years. So, you know, really progressive employers are looking at that and saying, listen, we need to move. There's a war of talent at the moment. If you want to take on good people, you know, companies out there are crying out for great staff there. So there's lots of movement in the workplace. So if you're going to be intransigent in terms of your legal contract there, well, you know, you have to, you know, put up the consequences of that as well.
And another text in says, I'm due back next week. I'm a bit nervous about it. Is there any tips Susan has for me? Like, are people still social distancing in the office?
Yes is the answer. And the most important tip is ring your manager, say I'm a little bit anxious. You know, what protocols are in place there? You know, if people are entitled to feel safe in the workplace. So you're perfectly entitled to ring and say, look, what's in place there?
It is also important, just I'm hearing that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has promised that he's going to publish very soon the first stages of a bill. Now, that bill will guarantee workers the right to request remote or hybrid working arrangements. So it would set out the procedures on how employers would treat such requests and allow for appeals if the request is refused.
Yeah.
However, he has added that where a contract of employment specifies, as you said, the location,
yeah,
where an employee is expected to work, the employer has the right to require to do so.
Correct. And everything is about reasonable. It is about having those discussions and what's reasonably accepted. You know, even saying that, you know, I feel unsafe on transport, that might be a reasonable, you know, from your employer's perspective. But back to that psychological engagement. What do employers want? They want productive, happy, healthy staff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another text, Susan says, I think it'll be easier to switch off in the evenings when we're back, but still waiting for my employer to allow us.
Oh, God, you see, it's both sides of everything. So, you know, once I said at all, I mean, we've lots of young people who are dying to get back to the office and socialise. They haven't seen each other
exactly
for 2 years, you know. So it's really, it's just that communication and giving people choice that works. But there has to be a little bit of mandating. Like, for example, if it's a 2-day a week, sometimes as an employer, they have to say, well, these are the 2 days because this is what workability is. We also have clients in there. We have to be able to serve our clients. So it's not just employers and employees. It's our client base as well that we have to consider. So, again, just be reasonable and open-minded about what's involved in this.
And I do think that's such a valid point, because I was even a little bit nervous when it was time to come back into the office, just because I mentioned it earlier. I do feel there's a little bit of, you know, psychological conditioning when it comes to being around groups of people at the moment for some people. But being around other adults and having adult interaction, it's so mentally important.
Absolutely. My favourite word for everything is pilot scheme. We're just going to run a pilot scheme, see how it goes. Mm. And it's about adjusting. It's not being rigid in our approach to this. It's just seeing what's working for everybody. And it's not that complicated when you just have that open communication.
Well, Susan, I think in general, from what I can tell from this, it seems to be there's a little bit of a grey legal area, unless, as you said, your place of work is in your contract. But the main thing is to be open in communication with your manager. I think that's what we're going to take from the conversation.
And managers to please understand people's anxieties, you know, and to listen at a deep level. That's really one of the most important things.
Susan Keating, a senior coach with Clearview Coaching. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you, love. You have a great day.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.